Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we go. Hour three of the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. Rangers pregame is coming up at 6:30. Kamar Rocker is going to be on the hill. France just finished off Senegal 3-1. Mbappe tallying twice. Mbaye tallying for Senegal. And they almost got a late one as well that would have made it 3-2, but a lot of a late action. You have Iraq and Norway coming up at 5 o'clock, and then Argentina, Algeria later on. If you want to download the DraftKings app and use code DFW, The Fan, they got a special promotion in there for you. Get you some promotional dollars to make the World Cup even more fun. Okay, Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio, joining you now here on The Fan as we continue to react to the Brendan Sorsby. I mean, what a story, Ari. Good afternoon. Let's just start there. How the hell are you?
I'm great, Dawson. How are you, buddy?
Doing good, and I wanted to congratulate you for calling this perfectly before the injunction happened. That was a really illuminating interview you did with us a couple of weeks ago. But what else do you have for us? What ultimately led to the decisions and the actions that the conference and Sorsby have taken here over the last 2 days?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things we talked about a couple of weeks back was, you know, that this injunction would be granted and that it would create a firestorm around the situation. And, you know, I probably even undersold what kind of a firestorm we would see, because it appeared like both Tech and Sorsby weren't exactly ready. And, you know, quite frankly, for the firestorm that hit, who could be ready for a situation like that? And so, you know, I mean, just the public pressure, you know, really, I think in many ways forced the Big 12's hand. And, you know, the one thing I'll give Brett Yormark credit for, the commissioner of the Big 12, who's done a fantastic job throughout this, is, you know, he's about getting consensus. And I think as a leader, that's a really important thing to have. You know, when you have 16 different members with 16 different agendas, and in this case, you had 15 members on one side and one on the other side, and the 15 members on one side represented the wants of all of college football and the college football world. And, you know, so Yormark in many ways was the last line of defense for everybody else that didn't want him to play. And it seemed like that was pretty much everybody. And so, you know, that played out. I think just the pressure of everything, I think all these fingers pointed at Sorsby. Eventually, I think Sorsby read the writing on the wall and figured that the best move was, you know, to remove himself from the situation and enter the supplemental draft, which is how we've gotten here.
Ari, with everything that's going on with this and, you know, the Big 12, to your point, looking at like Tech, and is there anything we can do here to try and, whether it's, you know, punish Tech or punish Sorsby, there's a team in the conference in Cincinnati that I think there's a lot of people in Lubbock that believe led the NCAA down this path to begin with and that knew about Brendan Sorsby while he was playing for them last year. Is there any conversation in the conference about like Cincinnati and their role in this?
Yeah, there's been a lot of noise around that. And, you know, for the people that cover the Bearcats in Cincinnati that I've spoken with, you know, don't seem to feel like there's a lot of smoke around that in terms of Cincinnati knew, didn't say anything, and allowed him to play. I'd imagine if that was true, or if there were teeth to it, that the NCAA would look at that. I'm sure that there could be even, some criminal charges that might have been investigated for that. So I'm just not sure that I'm willing to buy it. Now, granted, I think I'm sure he had teammates that knew that he was doing this. In fact, in Indiana, there's stories about it. So, you know, whether teammates knew about it, whether the administration knew about it, I think those are two different things. In this particular instance, it sounds like it was the police that tipped off, you know, some of these gaming commissions in each of these states, and that's really what got this thing going. But it's been kind of a crazy roller coaster here since April, since the end of April. And yeah, I mean, look, this is the first time publicly we've heard about some infighting within the Big 12. You know, the ACC, it's become very common there. There's a lot of hurt feelings amongst the top of the ACC that wants to get out, wants to get more money, like their SEC and Big Ten brethren. And, you know, you have always disagreements amongst those other schools, those other conferences. You know, again, I'll give your Mark credit for his ability to really keep most of this kind of stuff in-house. But this is a situation that obviously couldn't stay in-house because of the, you know, so obvious disagreement. And then big picture, guys, the Big 12 still has a lawsuit, a federal lawsuit pending against Ken Abbott, Ken Paxton, just combining the governor and the attorney general for a second there, against Ken Paxton. And it's really more about setting a precedent here for college football moving forward. And this is kind of a landmark deal here where it basically says, like, no, local municipalities and government jurisdiction cannot intervene. We have a agreement in place amongst all of the Big 12 conference members, and they cannot intervene in matters like that. And by the way, our rules will supersede any NCAA rules or even local laws because, you know, this is basically interstate commerce across multiple state lines when it comes to conference affiliation. So this lawsuit is something that to really pay attention to, because if the Big 12 wins, this sets a precedent across all of college football about the control and power that conferences can have here.
Okay, to that point, Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio, do you feel like the Big 12 would have succeeded in sanctioning Tech?
I do. I absolutely do.
Why?
Yes, they would have, because they filed in federal court. They did not go after the specifics of the Sorsby. They went more after a broad, hey, we should be allowed to, within our bylaws, follow these in order to punish, you know, in situations we deem punishable. It was not going to be a home court advantage, if you will. It was going to be, you know, it was in federal court with federal judges looking at that from a whole different matter. So, you know, if you're a dork like me and you're really into some, like, really good old-fashioned lawyering, like, this is what's happened here is really, really interesting. And it just shows how creative you can get sometimes when it comes to the law, and how smart you can be. I think the the Big 12 used to have inside counsel. That that lawyer left and went to the SEC, funny enough. And so they hired sort of an outside counsel to do this, and it was, I mean, a stroke of genius again because of the way that they, you know, it didn't attack the ruling, the injunction. They stayed away from the injunction. They kept it more broad. They filed in a federal court, which, you know, wouldn't have given anybody home court advantage, especially a Ken Paxton, you know, the attorney general of the state of Texas. So I think it was a very smart maneuvering. And look, again, Brett Yormark, you know, he has very much measured even though he does seem like the type of guy that, you know, talks a lot and is, you know, very much, you know, kind of like running a circus, you know, with how he promotes. I think so much of what he does is so smart, it's so thought out, and I think this is the perfect example of that.
Am I detecting maybe some early pre-law before you pivoted to journalism smartly?
No, but I feel like I need a law degree now to talk about this. My line is always, I'm not a lawyer, but sometimes I play one on the radio.
Yeah. You've gotten pretty damn good at it, man. Ari Temkin with us here on 105.3 The Fan. So I know when we talked last, you said you were going through your preview with Sorsby in mind starting for Tech. So with him now no longer with the program, is Tech still the clear favorite for you, or how do you stack the Big 12?
Yeah, I think if you talk to, you know, nine, 10 people in this that cover this conference, I think 9 out of 10 would probably tell you that Tech is still the favorite. I've got BYU as the favorite, and that's just simply based on what they have returning. Versus Tech, who, remember, lost 9 players to the NFL draft. And, You know, the fact that they're the favorites in the conference despite having nine players drafted says a lot about their ability to retain talent, to bring talent in from the outside. And they're going to be extremely talented. But you've got to replace what was essentially a transcendent defense. I mean, they set records, you know, all time in college football in terms of stop rate and some of the other numbers. So, like, it's not just like, will the defense be good, but will the defense be historically good? Because that's what they were last year. And I find that hard to believe. And now on top of this, you're breaking in a, you know, an inexperienced quarterback. Will Hammond has played and played well at times, but he's still got a lot of inexperience. Oh, and by the way, he's come back from a torn ACL, and we're not even sure when he's going to be available. On the other side, you know, BYU has an experienced quarterback in Bear Bachmeier, who was a true freshman starting last year. He spent the entire offseason, you know, in Provo. There's some familiarity. The leading rusher in the Big 12 last year was BYU's LJ Martin, who's a Texas kid, and you know, he's back. Their defense is entirely back. It was the strength of the team last year. The only guy missing is their defensive coordinator, who went with Kyle Whittingham to Michigan. So their biggest issue is replacing Jay Hill, their defensive coordinator. But on the field, from a personnel standpoint, I think they have more continuity, more, you know, more guys that were there last year that, for me, pushes BYU over the edge. But, you know, don't sleep on Tech at all. They're very much, you know, very much in the conversation in terms of this, you know, being favorites for this conference this year.
All right, Temkin, Big 12 Radio with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, the way this has all ended with Sorsby sort of just bailing on everything, is it, you think Tech is relieved, or are they pissed?
It's a great question. And not like, I just think the fallout is really interesting. You know, for Sorsby, I mean, he's getting his cake and he's eating it too. I mean, Cody Campbell mentioned yesterday publicly that they're not going to ask for the $5 million back that they paid him. So nice goodwill gesture there from Cody. Wish he'd hand out more $5 million checks without asking for anything in return. Sorsby gets to walk away and still get his $5 million and, you know, get an opportunity at the NFL. Now, look, I think Sorsby, had he played a year, like, the jury's still very much out on him from an NFL evaluation standpoint. I've mentioned this a lot, but it's worth pointing out again. You know, Cincinnati and Sorsby have not won a game in the month of November since 2023. Sorsby, when he was at Indiana, and Cincinnati, you know, when Luke Fickle was still their head coach. So it's, you know, it's been a really rough couple of years here in terms of how bad they've played in November. And last I checked, it's the most important month in college football. So, and I'm not, you know, I don't think it's all Sorsby or all Cincinnati. I think there's probably a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B as to why they've tanked the last two Novembers. But, like, these are legitimate questions that NFL evaluators are going to have. And this was the year at Tech with all this talent that he was supposed to prove that he could in front of NFL evaluators. And I think there's still very much a question mark about him. So, look, I think he'll get picked. Will he get picked as high as had he played the whole year at Texas Tech? I doubt it. I think, you know, my guess is there'll be a fourth-round tender on him, and some team's going to end up with a guy that could have become a first-round draft pick at quarterback for a fourth-round pick. But we'll see, because, you know, even though there's the gambling part that hangs over his head and the questions about his ability to play hanging over his head, I still think that teams will take a chance on him. In terms of Tech, you know, look, I think – you know, there's probably a couple, you know, some mending of relationships they've got to do with the Big 12. I mean, they basically were willing to take the Big 12 to court and even had one of their big armed muscles reach out to the Attorney General of the state of Texas to threaten them in order to do it. So, you know, I think this is one of those situations in which Tech stepped out of line. They did it under the guise of trying to win more football games, and, you know, they got called out for it. And so we'll see what happens now. And even if the Big 12 acts, you know, to punish Tech in a certain way. We'll see if they do it. But look, the reality is, guys, the best interest of the Big 12 was for Brennan Sorsby to play. Now, Maybe not from a PR standpoint, but from a competition standpoint. Texas Tech's ability to win the Big 12 and get far into the playoff really hinged on Sorsby. And so I think the fact that the Big 12 did this in some ways to cut off their nose despite their face speaks to, you know, doing what's in the best interest of college football, maybe more so than doing what's in the best interest of the Big 12 and the Big 12's most important brand right now, which is Texas Tech.
Hey, Ari, do you think that Sorsby did this thinking that down the line that maybe not the Big 12, but the committee that votes for the playoffs might go against Tech or look down on Tech because of this, and then it would affect all those guys? He'd only been there 1 year. Everybody else had been there maybe 3, 4, 5 years, that kind of thing. Do you think he was worried about that maybe the committee would come down on Tech at the end of the day?
Let me ask you this, Broadus, as somebody that's been in NFL locker rooms.
Yeah.
Do you think that there would be players in that locker room that would hold it against Brennan Sorsby if he were on the team this year?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
See, I figured that there were, I mean, there were probably some guys that would be okay with that. I figured there were probably some guys that might not agree with Sorsby and being able to play.
Yeah.
And so I think because of that, I mean, look, AP voters, like all this stuff would have been impacted. So I think it absolutely would have created chaos and issues within the psyche of that locker room because it wasn't going away. It was only going to get worse and worse and worse. And I think at some point, Sorsby's representation realized that.
Well, I think that, and good for him, if you know, because we talked about, I know yesterday, I said, listen, I was him, I'd go for the supplemental draft right now. But I kind of look at as a guy who's been in locker rooms like that, if somebody will help you win games, you will bend over backwards. You will defend that person to the hilt if that guy is helping you win games. And can I ask you another question, Ari, though? Why do you think Tech didn't ask him back for the money?
I think at that point they had lost a PR battle. I think it came directly from Cody Campbell's pocket, and $5 million in Cody Campbell's world is basically nothing. And so I think they figured, oh, that's just the fine we're paying right now in order to at least have, you know, a little bit of goodwill. That's my guess here is Cody Campbell has so much money that $5 million doesn't even mean anything to him.
Right.
And then on top of that, like all of, I think just from a PR standpoint, this was so poorly handled by Tech, by Cody Campbell, that it was almost like, all right, at least this won't make us look bad, despite all the other things that have made us look bad.
Do you think Tech was worried that he might say something that they were trying to keep quiet?
That could very much be the case.
Hush money?
Yeah.
I think that could absolutely be the case, 100%.
Well, I didn't mean to take you down that path, but I was just wondering why you would not ask for $5 million back. And why would the guy not give the $5 million back himself?
Yeah,
you know, unless you had a deal where it's like, listen, just for all this, what's going on our end, keep the money and we'll call it a day, okay? And that way you have some goodwill with the kid.
Thanks,
and maybe,
Well,
and real quick, guys, and maybe Jeffrey Kessler did it quid pro quo, or maybe he spent $5 million with Jeffrey Kessler representing him.
Yeah.
He's Ari Temkin, Esquire.
Yeah.
with you here in the nation.
Perry Mason.
Big 12
well
Radio.
Well
I love
done.
It, dude. Thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Be well. Take
there
care.
There you go. Salute to you. Okay, we're coming back with a C-note, everything George Pickens had to say as he returned.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Next on the Fan. Welcome back, Nation. Time to hit the C note. Cowboys news of the evening. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. How do you react to the George Pickens answers to questions today at Cowboys minicamp? He was asked if he's going to hold in or hold out. Said, nope, I'm here. I'm happy to be back, and it's football first. Jane Slater reporting that he stressed that word first pretty strongly in the locker room session. He said the reason he did not report to voluntary workouts is on the advice of his agent, David Mulligetta.
Mm-hmm.
Says just because he's in control, so he's like your boss. So there's no trust or anything there. He controls what you do. So really, you trust him. And I think that would maybe swing the pendulum maybe back the other way a little bit, because if this becomes Mulligetta against Joneses and George Pickens is sort of a spectator or a pawn in that game, maybe that could swing it back to being more in question. But after he said it so convincingly, he's back, no hold in, no hold out, I'm feeling pretty good. He said, what's important to me is winning. Like I said, I always want to bring a Super Bowl to a group of guys that never had that feeling. That's really the most important part to me. Says the game is going to be the game. I'll play football first and then let my agent worry about it. And we're implementing a lot of plays to have me, CD, Javonte, and Dak on the field to open up a lot of stuff. So it seems that he's excited. And if it was up to George, I think he'd be a Cowboy for life. And that would probably already be done, but the Cowboys are going to negotiate this thing pretty hard. And I don't even know if they're doing it in good faith, if they want him around long term or not. Brian, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what. I know the other day I was talking about this because I visited with some people that are close to George, and they were saying that George is the boss. Mm. That George is the guy. I mean, he's represented by a couple different guys. David Mulligetta and Trey Smith are the two guys that he does.
The Chiefs guard?
No, I wish it. But no, Trey
Smith.
Quite
a talent.
Yeah. But this guy told me that he's like, listen, George is his own guy. So for him to come out and say, you know, yeah, I know David's the boss and all that, that's a little bit, I appreciate, hey, horses from the horse's mouth. But people that are close to George, they're telling me, they're like, George runs the, he runs the operation there. George is very much like you work for me kind of guy. So it's a little bit surprising to hear that. But listen, I just think what you're going to do is you just hope you, as a Cowboy fan, that you get the absolute best 1 year out of this guy.
I think
you will. And if you do, great. And then if you want to tag him again or money comes free or you want to make it something long term, then you could do that. But I can say I am not surprised he hasn't practiced, or you know, he did went through the individual and stuff today, but to be ready for camp, you know, good for him. That's exactly what they need to do.
You know, I think I feel bad for George right now, because he wants to be a Cowboy and he's doing everything right. He's getting kind of a raw deal out of it. But I think he wants to be a Cowboy so bad that he is willing to let the Joneses win this one. And I don't know if that's going to change in a year. They've let it be known it's difficult to pay two wide receivers at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but and I think in a lot of ways, George is going to get 27, 28 this year, 30 plus next year. So do I feel bad for him?
No.
He's having a tremendous career and he's going to be wealthy beyond his wildest dreams. But when it comes to like engaging with a team and getting a fair shake, there's no worse place you could be as a star player. You're not, the team hasn't won anything for three decades. And if you're amazing, they get off on threatening you with the tag. And here's this guy. He was amazing for you. He was your best offensive player last year. And it's like you want to string that out when no other team in the NFL would. You know, I find this to be a tough situation if I'm in George Pickens' shoes. And I think at this time, I'm kind of willing to bite the bullet and we'll wait till next year. But I want to go back to last month. Micah Parsons talking on the Jay Moore podcast about his negotiation with the Cowboys and where it went wrong. And I think it describes how the Cowboys players really feel about this and how agents look at Jerry negotiating. And if I was George Pickens, I would have a hard time not being in this mindset. Here was Micah.
People was like, yeah, Jerry offered you to be the highest paid player. You're greedy. But I was like, at the same time, he also said, F me with the structure to deal. I want the power. I want to control you. And if you notice, majority of his deals that he's done with players, he has full control and leverage.
Yeah. And, you know, for a player who's accomplished as much as George Pickens has or Micah Parsons has, knowing the other 31 teams are going to be like, wow, you know, we really want to make you happy. We're going to do a long-term deal with you. But you happen to be inside the franchise where Jerry and Stephen Jones, they don't get up for competing in the game at the highest level and trying to win the Super Bowl. What really turns their crank is negotiating and trying to see if they can save a couple of mil with a 24-year-old who just – you know, risk life and limb in CTE and had a great football season for you. There's no other team that does this. I think it speaks to the power of the star and their history that star players aren't jumping ship out of here and demanding trades. Because I got to put up with that. I got to risk $125 million, you know, in future salary to be a Cowboy. Forget that. I will go play for any other team. As much as I personally love the Cowboys and want to see them succeed, if I was putting myself in a star player's shoes right now, looking at this situation, how Micah played out and then George Pickens, am I crazy for this?
Yeah, I think so a little.
I don't want to hear from you, Wolchuk. I want to hear from these other two who are objective. How would you feel about it, Chief?
No, I mean, listen, I wouldn't feel great about it. It's hard to put myself in those shoes 100% because I'm looking at a guy who's still going to make $27 million this year. It's like now he could be in a deal where he's guaranteed over $100 million or something like that. So I understand there's a gulf there for sure.
And the first round money he's already lost out on.
Yeah. And again, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? At some point, you do have to step up and look in the mirror as a man and say, could I have done things better to be a first-round pick? Mm-hmm. Could I have done some things better to warrant every team in the league jumping at the possibility to give me all the money in the world? I mean, there you have to take some accountability for where you're at. None of this is just the NFL decided, we don't like George Pickens, we will pay anybody else, but we don't want to pay you, George. There's just something about you. You didn't do anything wrong. We just have something against you, George Pickens. Like, you got to look in the mirror. And there's eight people every year that get tagged. I can't figure out how many players are playing on the tag, but for the last 10 years, there's on average eight players that are being tagged across the league.
The Cowboys do it almost every year.
The Cowboys do it quite a bit.
It also
benefits players sometimes. Go out there and do it again. Did it benefit Dak? Absolutely it did. Did it benefit Dalton Schultz? Absolutely it did. Like, this can also work in your favor, unless you're going to go out there and play scared.
I think it works in your favor if you play back with bold negotiating,
I think
Zeke did, as Micah Parsons did. You know, that's what I'm seeing. I think the Cowboys.
Well, then do it.
What was the Micah negotiating though? You know, like Micah, like you played the Micah clip. Like what is Micah? Like what is it about the contract that was so Jerry friendly?
Well, they're trying to get him to go year to year. It was the guarantees, and I don't the exact proposal wasn't there, but Micah was suggesting that you want to leave me unguaranteed, so basically every year I'm having to play like you're on a contract year. If you don't perform well, I'm not going to pay you next year.
Yeah.
You know, but I would say George Pickens, what is he? He's late for practices and tries to fight the other team. I'd be pissed off at the NFL for slapping this tag on me and apparently echoing it around in your social circles as owners or GMs. What have I done? What have I really done? Was I worse than Zeke?
No, I don't. He hasn't done anything that's been issues off the field. The issue for George is just like no other team, like you say, like the Cowboys are the only team. No other team wanted to pay George. That's the problem. Like in this specific instance, Georgia's just kind of powerless, which sucks for George.
The league looked at you a year ago and
teams
said,
want to pay George.
You're worth a third-round pick. Teams want to pay George.
Who wanted to pay
him?
They
don't want to trade for George and then pay him. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Crazily, because of this misperception about me that I'm some sort of a bad guy.
Well, you just had a team
that's
trade
not
for
my problem.
Jalen Waddle, and they're paying Jalen Waddle. I mean, I would say George Pickens is a better player than Jalen Waddle. I think there's tons of teams if you really needed a wide receiver, you would trade for George, and you would pay him. Maybe I don't want to trade two ones, but we can talk about a deal with Dallas. You can work that out. This is just, to me, George is a pretty cut and dry situation here, which is very unfortunate, but he made $3.5 million last year. He's making over $27 million guaranteed this year. Go out and ball out. I'm going to enjoy watching him as a Cowboy this year because I don't know if he's going to be here past this year, and hopefully some other team does reward him with a big-time contract.
We got Jared Sandler coming up next. We'll talk to him about Rangers Twins Game 2 and what we can expect from Kamar Rocker and the guys this evening next.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Nation. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We have football's finest coming up at 5 o'clock. Sorsby's agent's going to be on with Sean and RJ tomorrow morning at 8:20. Is this Ron Slavin?
Yeah.
Looking forward to that conversation. As Jared Sandler joins you now here with the Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. Sands, how we doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I'm hoping we don't have to go back to talking about how this offense is struggling. Just two runs last night in defeat. How you feeling right now about this offense with Corey Seager on the shelf?
Well, they need to. Well, first of all, let's just backtrack. You know, last night was not a good night offensively.
God awful.
Yeah, you know they.
there have been games this year where the Rangers have scored 2-3 runs, but you look and they have 11 hits, and they're just not getting the big hit. Last night, there just weren't really opportunities, right? No walks, one-hit batter. So, you know, that was not a good night offensively at all. But, you know, hopefully that, you know, it's just more blip on the radar here, what they've done recently at home especially. They've been good at home the last couple weeks, and you know, hopefully they can get it going in the right direction without Corey Seager. You know, Whit Langford was great in Boston. It just puts a little more onus on that top of the order, the guys who can really help drive the ship. And yesterday, Jock Peterson had a nice night, but, you know, largely the lineup had a tough time. And, you know, hopefully they can get it going. You know, you look at the bottom of the order tonight, you know, Jake Berger's been good. And when he's hitting sixth and seventh and, you know, it does lengthen the lineup, especially when he's, you know, on a run like he's been here recently, last night notwithstanding. You know, Alejandro Osuna is an interesting one to me because he can get on base. He really doesn't slug a whole lot, but if he can get on base and set things up back for the top of the order, so guys like Jock Peterson and Whit Langford are coming up with men on, you know, it can kind of change the dynamic a little bit. But, you know, there's no doubt that this lineup's a lot better when Corey Seager's in it, and hopefully he'll be back on Friday.
What do you think about the criticisms around social or the idea that maybe he's not tough enough to play right now?
Yeah, I don't. The concussion, like, I don't know what, like, I don't understand how that computes with a concussion. You know, he got tested. He's not, he, like, doesn't matter. You know, I can tell you this, he wanted to play. He is not allowed to play. So I don't know how, I don't know how that equates to toughness. Unless I'm, if I'm missing something, let me know. But you get a concussion, you get a concussion. I don't know how you work around that when you get tested for it and you're not able to, like, you know, you got to pass the test to then get back on the field. So I don't know that that's a matter of toughness, but maybe I'm missing something.
Looking at the lineup, you got Josh Smith back. I mean,
well, I am here. Like, am I missing? So I don't want to just give, you know, I know that I'm sure if you're always a homer or whatever, but like, what, am I missing something with that?
No, you're not missing anything. I think you served those fans properly there, Sands.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I know that the protocol is not as public, and I don't claim to know all the details the way, you know, we might know with the NFL that you got to pass this and that, and we know if a guy gets diagnosed with a concussion on Saturday, if he's a quarterback, they'll bend the rules so he can play, you know, that next week. But for, you know, some random guy, probably not going to clear. Hey, I don't know what the exact protocol is in Major League Baseball, but I know that you do have to pass the test, and you have to show that you do not have a concussion or concussion symptoms or whatever to get back out there. So, my experience with the concussions, it's not so much I don't know if he's supposed to like do exercises to help the strength of his skull to protect his brain. I don't know if that's something that you can do. So maybe if it is, then, you know, screw him for not doing it. But I don't believe that's the case.
Are you broadcasting with a concussion after falling out of your Chevy Tahoe?
Yeah, how about that, man? Hey, Platinum Chevy, great. They're big friends of the fans. Justin Rudd, Platinum Chevy.
Yeah, they're outstanding.
I've never had a car that big, so I reached down, and obviously I'm not very tall, but like most cars, I can still touch the ground. It's like, you know, a kid whose feet are dangling when he sits on a bar chair or something, and I just totally wiped out and face planted, you know, into the cement. Looked like a total A, but...
Now, where did this happen?
We bounced back.
Were there any witnesses to this?
Is there video?
No, there were no witnesses. But, you know, I'm not someone to, you know, be dishonest or hide the truth. I looked around. I mean, maybe like some Desperate Housewives style, someone peeking through their window saw me, but it was in the neighborhood, just getting into the car for the first time and, or getting out of the car for the first time, and bam, didn't go so well for me.
What's up with Cam Colley? Are we getting a Cam Colley call up?
A Cam Colley up? Maybe there's he's here. I don't know if the technical term is taxi squad, but you are allowed to have someone with the ball club if there is a potential injury related roster move, and I think the Rangers are weighing their options. You know, that player has not been disclosed. You can maybe do some math that someone who's on the roster hasn't played
maybe off the bench in a certain specific situation. But so I think Cam Cauley is here as a precaution. There is a chance a roster move is made. But this is not like a Sebastian Wolcott situation where he's here just to be around the ball club as he continues his rehab. Cam Cauley's here because there's a decent chance that he's activated. But if health tests turn in a different direction, then Cam Cauley will likely have to wait to make his major league debut.
Well, I'm excited to see Josh Smith tonight. I'm happy for him. But after talking with Nicky Lopez, that's a two bagger right there. I'd like to see Nicky on the diamond tonight, Jared.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed watching Nicky play. And, when Josh Smith, obviously this has not been a great year for Josh, but, Josh kind of not too dissimilar, like the type of guy who you rally behind. I don't know if it's because he's, short in stature. He's kind of a little bit taller than me. I think people tend to like those types of players, but, he plays his ass off and he does little things. He's crashing into the sidewall trying to chase after a foul ball and flipping over in some ballparks and getting the extra bag and getting the uniform dirty, and he and Nicky Lopez aren't too dissimilar in that way, and I hope we can get Josh Smith back in that lane and being that type of player, because he's kind of a son of a gun who is a pain in the butt for opposing pitchers, and that's what Nicky Lopez has been for the Rangers too. And there's definitely room for both of them. If Nicky Lopez keeps performing and Josh Smith's performing, because of the position versatility of both those guys and some of the injuries the team's dealing with, there's no reason why both those guys can't be in the lineup.
Thank you, Sands. Have a great night. Let's get a win. And I guess we'll talk about it Thursday after the day game.
Yeah, that works.
Drink to that.
Go three Lions tomorrow.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, a must follow, and apparently an English soccer fan.
He's an English soccer fan there.
He's Tottenham.
Malcolm Moore promoted to Frisco. This is
the
catcher.
That's what that means, Three Lions?
Three Lions is England, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Three Lions, pretty cool.
I thought he was paying. I was like, yeah, okay.
Thought he was going after Dawson again.
Dawson Hope, some Lions eat you, yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised if that's what he was thinking. Malcolm Moore promoted to Frisco. This is the catcher they took a couple of years back?
Yeah, their first-round pick, 30th overall out of Stanford, and he's been fantastic this year. So they could use a catcher, that's for sure. I mean, Elias Diaz, it's been quite a revelation, but that'd be fun.
A nice job, yeah.
Okay, we got our number four of the show coming up next. Eric, where are you taking us?
Yellow football's finest, the list we hope to see Caleb Downs on next year.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.